Now, back to the news. Here is Ruth.
We now have four varied stories from Norwich. The food van at the Britannia Road car park has become so popular that a small area will be sectioned off to improve safety there. The Evening News now campaigns to help sort out long-standing problems, and as a result, a woman who has spent nearly 5 years trying to get a hole filled in has now seen the work carried out. The lack of toilets at Anglia Square has been criticised by a councillor. Other city councillors are also teaming up to fight the sale of parkland at Dowding Road. Here to start is Paul with news from Britannia Road.
A city beauty spot car park will be sectioned off to improve safety for people using a food van. New measures are being put in place to improve the Britannia Road car park, connected to the picturesque Mousehold Heath, to cope with how popular the site has become. The public car park currently has a licence for food and drink to be sold from a mobile van, with an allocated space at the northern end of the site. However, the car park now gets too busy, and the licensee has been forced to use the end closer to neighbouring properties. To address the issue and improve safety, drop-down bollards will be installed, providing a designated pitch for the trader.
A woman who spent nearly half a decade trying to get a hole near her home filled in has finally seen the work carried out. Valerie Humphreys lives a road away in Suncroft with her husband, Chris. The pair believe the hole, which appeared in 2017, appeared following a water leak. The couple filed numerous complaints to Norwich City Council to get the issue resolved, including 3 separate times over the summer after fencing was put up around the hole. Eventually, Mrs. Humphreys was promised that works to fix the gaping hole would be done before Christmas 2021, only to be let down in the new year. Frustrated to still be at stalemate after all these years later, she spoke of her relief that action was finally being taken to get the job done. Norwich City Council is responsible for fixing the hole, as it is on a cobbled section in front of the driveways rather than on a public highway.
The lack of public toilets at a city shopping centre has been criticised by councillors. Green councillor Jamie Osborne raised concern about the lack of provision in Norwich, highlighting the need at Anglia Square, where toilets were closed last year. He said disabled people have told him they were anxious about shopping there as a result. He said he had raised the issue with Anglia Square's management, but was told they would not reopen the loos. At a council meeting last week, he questioned if the authority would work with him to get the toilets reopened and improve access to disabled toilets. Mike Stonard, the Cabinet Member for Inclusive and Sustainable Growth, confirmed he would work with the Green Councillor. Mr. Stonard added, "The council has pushed for a high number of toilets to be included in the redevelopment of Anglia Square. A planning application for the redevelopment is expected to be submitted soon."
Neighbours and councillors have teamed up to fight the sale of parkland and protect it for the future. Land at Dowding Road in Norwich has been the subject of a decade-long argument between home buyers and developers. When development for 51 homes near the airport in the north of the city was approved in 2011, public open space was meant to be protected and maintained by a management company. But locals say the company was never properly set up, and now the 4.5 acres of land is up for sale, raising fears it would never be cared for. Lynn Stafford Pelham, who lives off Dowding Road, which was formerly used for RAF officers' homes, said the brochures for the development had advertised beautiful open space and we fell in love with it. There were meant to be wildflower meadows and cherry trees, but they haven't been looked after. Open space is vital for people's well-being. It's so important. This is a precious asset and we need to protect it. While homeowners started to pay for the first tier of maintenance, which covered a children's playground, a second tier covering the rest of the site was never properly established. She and dozens of neighbours joined forces with Labour City Councillor Mike Stonard to fight the sale by the owners, Riser Lodge Residential Properties, and protect the land. Mr Stonard has suggested they seek Asset of Community Value status. Asset of Community Value status can be given to assets facing sale or closure, so the community can have time to plan and potentially buy the asset.
That's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were Ruth Murray and myself, Paul Henderson. Part two will follow with more news, information desk, and a second feature.